All right, so it's our pre-show here for the 8th of January, 9th of January. A couple of things to note. The Sketchfest in San Francisco is on. We got two shows on the 23rd, so if you can make it, be great to see you guys. And I know there were some people who came down from San Francisco to see us at the Hollywood Improv, which I really, really appreciate. So I'm going to be back up there, and now you guys can, you know, hang in the Bay Area with us. And I was thinking of some kind of, last year I didn't have any time, but this year would be great to hang out with the audience after. And I don't know where, I know the theater. Look it up. We've got a link on the homepage. We have a link on Facebook, and we have a link on Twitter. All of those put up within the last couple, 3 hours, I know. So whether it's on Twitter or Facebook or on the homepage here at our website is the link to Sketchfest where you can get tickets. I don't know the price point. It's probably somewhere in the $20 neighborhood. We're going to do two shows on the night of the 23rd, which is exciting. And then we're returning to the Hollywood Improv tentatively in February. I think I just got the email from Roddy, and I'll tell you right now. It's the 5th, I think. We had the date was the... Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. What the hell? Get a load of me, man. February. I got an email from Roddy. Oh, yeah, the 8th of... excuse me, February 5th. Sorry. February the 5th, 8 p.m. at the Hollywood Improv, all right? And in San Francisco, the Sketch Fest, the 23rd, two shows on a whatever the 23rd is. Is that like a Thursday night or something? That's got to be. That's a Friday night. I asked for a Friday night. I didn't want to do a Sunday night. So I would rather have a Friday night because we want to spend a couple of days, and that's how I plan my life now, you know? My life is planned around... I love working, but I want to have my work coincide with vacations and fun things to do. So I'd like to do the shows in San Francisco and then enjoy San Francisco for a couple of days, drink, eat, party. Yeah. And, man, I can't do that if I'm doing a Sunday night show because all I do is sit the whole damn weekend worrying about what the fuck kind of show I'm going to do, see? And that ain't no good. So it's going to be very exciting, and I appreciate no end the support we've had from all of you guys for our one-man, you know, performances as it continues to evolve. I will tell you that this one that's coming up on the 23rd is going to evolve. It's going to be a completely different rollout and completely different characters, and some of which you've seen me experimenting with on the podcast over the last couple of weeks during this stretch through the holidays. And we have a lot of people who want us to bring back the panel, which is Margaret and the rest of those guys, which we're going to do tonight. And so that's where that's at, man. You know. I got some show notes here. I know tonight we're going to do... I keep putting on the fucking sunglasses. I can't see a goddamn thing. We're going to have on DraftKings, Frank Watches. Oh, yeah. Interview with Tim Cannon's Health Wagon and Phil Burns' Bank of Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right, so that's cool. Let me see something here, man. I've had a blast doing these other shows here the last, you know. What? Oh, okay. All right, so 8 minutes. I've had a blast doing the shows that we have been doing the last couple of weeks. And I want to keep doing those shows, kind of special guest shows, whatever, however the fuck you want to call them, because they're just, you know, they're just cool. You know, it's a very cool thing to do. And I want you guys to definitely, hang out with me doing that stuff. The other thing I want to do here is take a look at the homepage on the website so you can see what I'm talking about. You got, not that you don't already know, but just some guys, you know, some people are, I'm not saying some people are thick. I wouldn't dare go there. I just would say that, you know, here on our homepage, you'll see I left my I left it in San Francisco, down here is the link. It's Phil at the Sketchfest, two shows, January 23rd, hit the link, bang. When you do that, what do you see? You see this, which is the link to the Sketchfest page itself. We're going to be at Stage Works in San Francisco, and there's the description of how fucking great I am. Yeah, sure. Creative genius, chuck full of character commentary. That's Phil. This is a 15-ticket limit. Why don't you buy 15 tickets? That'll be cool. As a matter of fact, maybe we'll just buy blocks of seats. And I don't know. It's at Stage Works, $25. And we sure do hope that you head out and see us in San Francisco again on the 23rd. That's going to be a goddamn blast. So there it is. There's the link. There's the homepage. That's my kisser. That's where that's at. The other thing that is really cool is the rollout of the website. The new design on our website is due. Now, you know how this goes, man. If you were with us the last time, you know, I'm not blaming anybody. It's just things, you know, this is a huge fucking job migrating the content we have on this website to other places. So what we're doing here is we are doing it in stages, but we're going to have the site ready within the next 60 days. Really, at the end of this month, I'm hoping. And it's going to be a whole new design. There's some things in there that I wanted. I don't know how it's going to work, but I do want to have the option of putting this video cast on air free, you know, like once a month or something, just as a promotional tool. You have to understand, I'm not doing it to, you know, to give away content, because God knows we value our subscribers. And we have battled like a motherfucker. We have fought like a motherfucker to protect our subscribers. You wouldn't even believe. You know that we're in court right now. You know that we subpoenaed Twitter. You know that, okay? And that's, you know, that's been in the works for a long time, man. A long, long fucking time. And that's not the only thing we're doing. That's not the only part of the legal effort. We're deposing people. We're in other words, what we're trying to do is, I'm not out there in the world trying to fuck people's good time up. I'm trying to keep people from stealing from me, and in the process, fucking you, the subscriber. You know, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. And it's been a bizarre journey. The weirdest fucking journey you could ever... No other walk of life does a businessman or businesswoman or homeowner or any person who has any private property or business property have to explain himself when he goes to the authorities and he says, someone's stealing from me, would you please stop them? In no other facet of life do you have to explain yourself, but in this new world of the digital realm, which people believe, I don't know where they got the idea, that it's okay to go in there and steal things. No, it's not. There's a Digital Millennium Copyright Act that has been in force for over 10 years. Just because it's not enforced, it's enforced. You know, in other words, it's law. Most recently, Pirate Bay was shut down, and I heard a million people telling me, and I believe them, that it's not going to slow down online piracy. No. I don't anticipate that it will. But one of the reasons why it was shut, at least one of the principals involved in the founding of Pirate Bay is not looking forward to bringing it back, doesn't give a shit whether it goes away or not, is because Pirate Bay became, in his words, not mine, in his words, it became a cesspool. It became a place where all kinds of virus, all kinds of computer bugs, all kinds of spamming, all kinds of shit. In other words, what happened was the guys that ran Pirate Bay, I suspect, and I don't know, thought that there would be a hand-holding celebration of joyous communion among the digital users of the world who would say, all of this free information we can share, and now we are not put upon by the onerous assholes like the big studios and the big money-making musicians. Now, that was the theory. because they didn't know anything about really what they were dealing with. The reality was the following. The reality was this. It wasn't a hand-holding situation. It was people going there and seeding maliciously stolen material for a variety of reasons. Viruses being uploaded, spam, pornography, and then, of course, the big boys that they thought they were hurting, they weren't hurting at all. The people they were hurting were the smaller people who can't afford the big-time attorneys or can't afford to keep them on the clock that long. The smaller people who make their immediate living from that material. Songwriters. I'm not talking about Phil Hendry now. I'm talking about people that I know who are songwriters, song publishers, this kind of thing. You name it. The people that were being hurt were not the large corporations. The Sony hack aside, that's something else entirely. No, it wasn't them. It was the you know, people like Levon Helm. Levon Helm had to go out and tour to earn money because the music of the band digitally was worthless because pieces of shit like the guy that founded Reddit, I don't know, you don't know this motherfucker's name, I'm so fucking hacked off by this turd. This motherfucker went out and encouraged people to upload and download things illegally and then had the gall to say that Levon Helm was impoverished because of what the music business did to him. Music business didn't do that to him, as was articulated by other people who are friends of his. It was done to him by online piracy. People like this guy that is one of the principals behind Reddit. I don't know the motherfucker's name. I don't give a shit. You know? Now, if you think that's cool, or if you have to go through all kinds of mental gymnastics and moral gymnastics to make that okay, then, you know, that's your life, and, you know, good luck with it. I don't think it takes a lot of guts to say this. I know that there's plenty of people with more guts than me, but I'll say it. It's absolutely, abjectly immoral. It is despicable behavior of the lowest order. And I don't give a flying fuck. I know that there's a lot of 15 and 16-year-old guys that are just having fun. That's great, man. Someday you're going to be a business owner. Someday you're going to own material. You think life will be better then. You think that you'll explain it to the next generation. Well, here's really what we were doing. It's okay now. You don't have to steal from me. I'm okay. You think that's going to happen? It's not going to happen without laws being passed. It's not going to happen without enforcement. You aren't going to be able to talk to anybody and tell them, I'm cool, don't steal from me. It's not going to happen. You're going to have the fucking law on your side, just like the rest of us do. So while you're, you know, getting your fucking rocks off now, because you got nothing to lose, the day will come when you do, man. And then you're going to be screaming and yelling and crying just like the rest of us. So, you know, we're in court right now. We're doing all that. And I'm very happy to do it. Like I said, I can afford to do it, but there's a lot of people that can't. And it really is just not right. And it was finally, I think, long overdue, the Swedish government acted against Pirate Bay. You know, not that it's going to have a huge impact. But I will tell you this. Netflix, Amazon, places like that are prospering. And they're prospering, even though they do charge a rental fee, in some instances a subscription fee. You know, so they're not free services. They are providing material online, and you buy it, and you subscribe to it, and you enjoy it. And that's as it should be. And they are prospering. They're making a lot of money. So people are willing to do the right thing, which is, then all that is just paying the admission. I mean, what the fuck? When did anybody really ever not want to do that? Along came some half-ass fucking movement of, you know, children don't know anything about fucking life, business, or anything else. And this became some kind of, and because it was anonymous and was malicious in a lot of ways, it got a little bit of traction, you know. So everybody who has a copyright on anything that can be compromised online has had to deal with this shit. Just like I am right now, you know. You can't not deal with it. You can't let it go. You can't say, well, I'll just hope it goes away. It's not going to go away, especially when you're dealing with certain kinds of individuals. It's not going to go away. So you just have to keep going until you have that person fucking cut down, you know. Because there's, frankly, there's no way when you're dealing with dishonest people that you're going to exact some, you know, pledge from them. They're not going to do it anymore. There's only one way of dealing with them, and that's getting money from them or other penalties. You know, and some people think that it, you know, they think because it's an anonymous online thing that it'll go away for them. I'm not going to be going away. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to let up. You know, I remember when we first went to the different websites and issued takedowns and tried to do this, you know, in a nice way. Oh my God, you know, the amateur lawyers were coming out of the woodwork. They thought they knew what fair use was. No, they don't. They thought they knew what ownership of online material was. No, they didn't. They thought because it was online, it was free. They never bothered to really fucking read the law, you know. They thought that, a million things. They thought that they could fuck with it, you know. They thought that they could... if you said, you cannot have a link to it because that also violates the copyright. It infringes the copyright. Well, they'd hide the link and do things like that. We had to go back 2, 3, 4, 5 times with some people. People are still doing it. You know, the thing that the law provides for is the following thing. The right to sue. And there's other criminal penalties. But the right to sue. And the first thing that you get when you sue and you win are... the legal fees paid for. That's why you can never really say if you want to sue somebody, you know, if you feel you have a case, then sue them. Because one of the things that will undoubtedly go into the settlement is that you have your legal fees paid for. and that is, you know, the case with this digital act. So, goddamn right. We're going to keep pressing until we put a stop to what is an utterly outrageous criminal act, absolutely criminal act, and in some cases perpetrated by people who otherwise like to put on the face of, well, you know, I'm just a good citizen kind of shit. Phil, let me tell you what fair use is. I'll, you know, as I understand it, and I believe I'm very close, fair use is if you have something on your site, it may be copyright protected, it may not be, but it's on your site, and you're using it in a fair manner. And what is that fair manner? The copyright holder has not yet asked you to please take it down. Now, there was a court case not too long ago between CBS and YouTube. CBS wanted to make some legal point above and beyond what the law calls for. They wanted to say to the court, the law is not enough. The law should say that you can't post any copyright-protected material until you get the permission of the copyright holder. And that's what we think YouTube, that's what we think YouTube is falling down. YouTube has all this CBS-owned shit, and they're not, and they shouldn't. They got it on their site, and they shouldn't. They should ask our permission. Well, why is that? The court asked CBS. CBS said, because, Your Honor, it's impossible for us to be running around the internet looking for all this stuff that is owned by us, stuff that's up online, that's being viewed by people, that's taking revenue away from not only ourselves, but revenue away from the performers, the directors, the makeup people, and all of the other people that went into creating this production. And we have to spend a good part of our time running around and essentially looking for the burglars ourselves and then dragging them before the court. We don't think that that's right, said CBS. Well, said the court, is there any indication that YouTube, and we're dealing with YouTube now, we're not dealing with the, is there any indication that YouTube has not responded effectively and you know, expeditiously to your requests? Well, we don't know, Your Honor. You know, we'll, well, until such time as doodly-doo, deedly-dee, doodly-doo. So guess what CBS did? They went back to their office, and they had all of their lawyers go to work, and they issued takedowns for every goddamn thing they could find on YouTube that belonged to CBS, and I think they issued these takedowns all within like a 24-hour period. I mean, they slammed them. They slammed them, and there was a lot of shit there, too. I don't know whether YouTube anticipated that this was going to happen, but there was a shitload of stuff there on YouTube. And CBS threw all these takedowns at them. And the thinking was that YouTube would never be able to respond quickly enough and get all this shit down. And then they would go back to the court, CBS would, and say, "See, Your Honor, the whole system is completely fucked up. Even though we did exactly what the law asks us to do, they can't take the shit down. There's so much infringing material on YouTube, they cannot, through their offices and through their own, you know, systems, remove all this material. It's bullshit. We think that YouTube should be held, you know, to a higher standard." But guess what happened? YouTube got all that shit down. As fast as they were getting the takedowns, they were pulling that shit down. And so YouTube could go back to the court and say, "Your Honor, as soon as we found out that CBS wanted this stuff, we didn't have, what, you know, that we got a takedown. Since this belongs to CBS, we took it down." "Well, is there any indication that none of this shit went..." "No, Your Honor, no, it's all down. You know, CBS, is all yours?" Yeah, sure, okay. So, they satisfied the demands of the law, and the only real gain here from CBS was that YouTube was put on notice, basically. You put any shit of ours on your channel, and we'll be there with a takedown, and you better have it down. Now, YouTube responded quickly. I can tell you from experience that for smaller producers like myself, YouTube is a little bit slower. Not much, but they're a little bit slower. They're a little bit slower. I mean, I've got attorneys issuing takedowns for me, and it generally takes, you know, days, not hours. For a smaller artist who may not have an attorney, who's submitting these takedowns himself or herself, and then YouTube comes back with, "Could you give us a little more information on who you are?" See, this is the kind of shit that is time-consuming, time-wasting, and God knows YouTube would never dare say something as ridiculous as that to CBS. "Could you give us a little more information on who you are?" I'm not saying they don't have the right to verify who these people are, but I'm telling you, because I happen to know, these are people that have sent them takedowns 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Say they've sent them, they know who they are, for Christ's sake. All I got to do is look at their fucking computer. They see the same name submitting these same takedowns that they've approved, but they don't respond as quickly. Why? Because YouTube's money, their lifeblood, is in this material. They got to be sure that they're not fucking themselves by taking down shit that they don't have to take down. That having been said, if you've got the same person submitting takedowns that you've been dealing with over the course of years, there's no reason to fuck with them. There's no reason to put them off. It's nuisance. It's a nuisance to the person submitting the takedown, not to YouTube. It's sadistic, if you want my opinion, all because they don't want to, you know. Is that Liberace that I'm looking at here? Who the fuck is that?
No, I don't think that's... By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Margaret Gray, and I will be back today, or tonight.
Let's see. We've probably gone on way too long with our fucking pre-show. No, we're right at 26 minutes. Okay, so we're going to get to the show. Fuck it. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. It doesn't make a goddamn bit of difference to me. I am what I am, and that's all I ever will be. Okay? All right. World famous. Let me see if I can get something else here.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for some music, Margaret. There.
Well, I can, and I'm, by the way, I am planning to sing. What was the one?
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were the things you did. Welcome back, you know.
You mean Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yes, the song from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Don't we have anything a little bit more...
Yeah, a little more contemporary, for Christ's sake.
No, that's...
All right, hold on. We'll be right back. I mean, we are back. We are here. Phil Hendry Show.